You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me. You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for all of us. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Across the horizon into the misty morning sun. Nobody asks you where you are going.
She's black, flesh and bone, now types of silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound. Somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong and nothing's gonna happen.
Czech Republic? It's not as loud. Hello? Well, I turned yours off.
Hello?
Hello?
That's weird.
Hello?
Yeah. Turn them all the way up, maybe?
I just did, that's it.
Yeah.
Is yours too quiet?
I can't really hear myself.
Well, it's because the music's playing.
Can I now? Here in the stude.
I can hear you. Right. I actually think my voice is louder now, so I'm going to turn it down.
All right.
Can you adjust the volume?
Lee, can you speak into your mic, please?
Hello? I can't hear anything. Oh, I can hear myself now.
Wow. Now, David, can you speak into the one next to
I needed to turn it up. You're right.
Can you turn it to the next?
Major Lazer. Hello.
It sounds like they're all functioning just fine. And did I hear some request for Major Lazer?
Yeah.
Too bad. speaking up here. Are you male or female? Looking at you, son. Looking good. Let's turn back to the man who, claw. Run again, Mr.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the match.
They did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the match.
They did the monster match. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Welcome back. This is Dancing. I'm DJ Shell.
And I'm David Green McPhee.
And here we are for another segment of one of our season one favorites. Who's that?
Who is that?
Today I have a friend of David's, though he does not know who this person is. And we're going to see if we can guess who they are. One second. My phone just died.
Oh, no.
It's back.
Oh, my God. Oh, plug me in. You want to plug in?
Nope.
You don't need power.
This is MCVT Radio. Put a pep in your step. So.
Let me start that over.
That's pretty
this
good.
This is MCVT Radio, putting some pep in your step.
Some pop in my heart and some gal in Itai's goddamn smile. Keep it going.
Some pop in your hop and some gal in your goddamn smile. You know, maybe if we'd lived together for a third year, I would have made the cut for season one, funky boy. Anyway, glad to see you're pursuing the dream. Send my love to D-Money.
Oh, man.
You got it so fast.
That's because Itai has a very distinctive voice, and he's a hell of a showman. Oh, my goodness.
He was really excited that I asked.
What a...
Wow, so shout out to Itai.
What a brilliant bit right there. Well done, Michelle.
Thanks.
He and I would always discuss my character back during the classic DeWick. Oh, shit. Panda, panda, panda.
We got some pandas in the stew.
Sorry, just to finish.
Go on.
I have very fond memories of Itai and I discussing the merits of my character back when I had the 5 and 6 a.m. time slots with the Pep and Yo Step morning show. Thanks, Itai. Looking forward to hopefully seeing you within the next month or two, man.
A key to the city of Gary, Indiana. Look at this. And my gold record from that novelty party song.
Aw, man, Trey, look up at the sky. It's a full moon on the Sabbath.
This is scary.
Break it down.
I was working late on my half Torah when I heard a knock on my bedroom door. I opened it up, and to my surprise, there was a werewolf standing there with glowing gold eyes. He says, tomorrow, my son, you will be a man. But tonight's the time to join the wolfing clan. Tomorrow you will stand at the beamer and pray. But tonight, let's gaze at the moon and bathe. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
All right, that was great, Trey. Okay, it's over. That's a wrap.
Oh. The next day, what happened? The Toma didn't teach.
Oldest
man. I got up in front of everyone to give my little speech. Then my teeth turned into fangs and my nails into claws. And I nearly dropped the Torah when my hands turned into paws. I growled and I roared and my rabbi did as well. It was a rocking werewolf zoo at Temple Beth Emanuel.
Hey man, where'd you learn all these Jewish words?
My manager, Harvey Lemmings. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
I just don't think this, the idea of the song can sustain itself for that long. It seems a little sweaty now, so.
This whole premise is sweaty. We had a reception at the Larchmont Country Club. They served a real nice brisket and an 8-foot party sub. I danced with my cousins. I got money from my folks. We had a lot of fun making circumcision jokes. Then I remembered the premise of my song. I was at a nice reception, but the werewolf part was gone. So we pulled ourselves together and we're wolfmen again. Just in time for monster fight to begin. No. All the country club employees were brain-sucking packed. We had all turned into zombies and were on the attack. No. So we fought them and some Draculas and Frankensteins too. Cause you gotta love bar mitzvah even if you're not an
art. There's no such thing as
werewolf bar mitzvah. Be scary.
No plural,
boys becoming men. Men becoming wolves. Werewolf bar mitzvah. Kooky, hairy. Boys becoming men. Men becoming wolves. I don't want this. I don't like this. This is scary. Turning into werewolves and stuff. You know?
I don't know, Trey. I'm not feeling it. This ain't no dick in a box. Mazel tov.
All right.
We'll be hosting.
Welcome. This is Dancing. I'm DJ Shell.
I'm David Green McVitie.
And today we have a sister round of initials.
The studio is packed. Four lucky ladies are going to get the initials that the items that Ian and I have come up with, while Evan, Ian, and I are going to enjoy the competitive fires that start to burn. And if I keep talking, I might say something even more creepy. So, the way we always start the initials games are giving an example of a clue.
Or introducing ourselves.
Let's do that. Let's do that first.
I'm DJ Shell.
I'm Lee Stevens. Andy Brown.
Your second time here, you should remind the fans.
I'm a returning initials player.
Performed admirably in her first time.
Annie Brown, been here a few times.
Grace Brown, sister to Annie Brown, who's been here a few times. This is my first time.
And Team Brown is wearing panda ears.
Panda.
For Halloween.
Panda. And I'm Ian, hosting for the first time, hoping to still not somehow get spanked by Evan, even though I'm hosting and he's not playing.
You know, since I'm not playing, I got a lot of time to come over there.
I'm going to have to watch my ass.
A lot of spanking.
Ian, what are the initials today?
The initials today are D-D.
Ooh.
Whoa.
The doubles.
Did you want to give an example?
Yeah. So, if I were to say this actor has won an Oscar for best actor, I'm going to start off. If I were to say, item number one, clue number one, this is an actor who has won an Oscar Academy Award for acting in a leading male role.
Are we using the initials, example initials DD for this?
We are.
But we're not playing.
No, so no, this is one of the ones we passed over.
Okay. We don't know it. Clue number two.
Wait, it's so really annoying not, if one of us can guess it.
Yeah, this is a fake round.
So it's not Danny DeVito?
Oh, was it?
It's not. I don't think.
So now we're all going to have Danny DeVito on the
podcast. Well, I don't even have an obvious one.
Why don't you just do the MJ one?
Yeah, just use Michael Jackson.
So let's say I would have known that. I would have answered with my name, David. And then I would have had the opportunity to say Daniel Day-Lewis. Yes,
no,
that's correct.
But that one wouldn't even...
It's Daniel Day?
That's D-L.
Day-Lewis is a...
It does have a dash between it.
Hyphenated name.
Does get it. That.
Anyway.
Heck out of here.
All right, we're starting the game.
Actually,
let's get started.
We will start, but Annie brings up a good point.
Day was his middle name, but I could be wrong.
Negative.
Along those lines, though, we have two clauses to add. Today, in addition to DD as the initials, one of the clues has a conjunction, not generally capitalized. And another one is technically three D's, but it was added as two D's, and I can explain after this clue is passed.
Okay.
But it will be obvious.
Fair enough. We're getting a little creative.
All right, let's get going. I'm anxious. Think of all the DDs out there.
That was good. Thinking about that. We'll each have a clue.
Your aux cord is on.
Okay.
I can hear the clicking sound that the internet makes. Do you want me to play something?
I'm all set. We're all set. Item number one.
Clue number one.
I have been in books, movies, and even a video game. Oh, and lots of movies.
Clue number two.
Like Gatsby, my sweetheart is Daisy.
Donald Duck? Oh, Lee Donald Duck.
Annie Daffy Duck.
Donald Duck is correct.
You started talking
Daffy
before
Duck.
The clue was the clue number.
Who's Donald Duck? Donald Duck?
Is that a real question?
Who's Daffy Duck?
Daffy Duck's Looney the black Tunes. One with the yellow bill.
They Warner Brothers guys, come on. Counterpart to Donald Duck was Daffy.
It's like a retaliation.
All right, item number two.
Clue number one.
For the last 10 years, women have been more attracted to me than men.
Clue number two.
Only a few lawyers ever achieve me.
Clue number three.
I am typically a 4 to 6 year goal.
Clue number four.
Whether you're a music buff or an athletics aficionado, there's a version of me for you.
Clue number five.
I'm often a requirement for professorship.
Clue number six.
Andre Young does not have one, but Phil McGraw does.
Doctor's degree?
Michelle, doctor's degree?
No, okay, she's new at this.
You have to say your name as a caller.
If she was right, she gets it.
That's why I asked you guys how to play this game a million times.
Well, and then we did say your name.
And he said David, and that was his calling.
Okay, so was that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Wow, hey.
Yes. Good work.
But we're not going to give that one to you again, so.
We'll give her a mulligan.
Yeah.
Grace has a doctor's degree.
All right, so what's the score?
The two sisters has come out with the lead.
All right. Here we go. Item number three.
Clue number one.
Starring Josh Holtz, I wouldn't blame you if you still didn't know what he looks like.
Clue number two.
Hey, Anshaw, call me Kanye, because I made Mr. Holtz and his friend Mr. Lara famous.
What? You used that as a clue.
Clue number three. Clue number three.
The Vans company is a big fan of mine.
I don't know it.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Who is the Holtz?
No, it's don't. There's not going to be an answer.
If you don't know, then you don't know.
If your question was who's Anshaw, that's me, but you know. I know you know.
Clue number four.
In early February, University of Wisconsin-Madison's official Twitter account posted, back at it again with the white bricks in reference to me.
Oh, Lee, damn Daniel?
Correct. Damn Daniel. Damn Lee. Nicely done.
That was a good one.
Evan, so far, how quickly have you picked up these clues?
Like, not much faster than them.
But a little bit faster.
The doctorate one I got when you said professorship. Mm-hmm. That one I got just at the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Evan's so good at this game that it's almost a mark of good clue making to try to stump him. Alrighty. This is item number four, is that right? Right now, Lee has two, Grace has one, because Michelle is a very generous, non-competitive initials contestant.
That's not what her facial expression is telling me right now.
It's all what I learned from other games we've been playing.
Really riled up.
Spot it was really competitive as well. You snatched from me too, though, Grace.
Okay, guys, fair. Let's all calm down. Let's take a deep breath.
Yeah, this is a good clue for that, or a good item for that one.
Everybody.
Clue number one.
I was invented in 1864 by Sanford Christie Barnum.
Clue number two.
I am mainly used for medical purposes.
Clue number
but
three.
But I ain't bad.
Clue number three.
But I ain't bad in the sack either.
Oh, Michelle. Dental dams.
Ah!
Well done,
good
Michelle.
One.
Clue love number dental four. Dams.
Would have been.
In theory.
Nice.
Females are safe everywhere.
We're just setting up here for item number five. Alrighty, item number five.
Clue number one.
The Town Police Clauses Act by the British Parliament in 1847 evinces my long history.
Clue number two.
In 2015, Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear pardoned Michael Bishop, who had been charged with attempted murder for shooting a 12-year-old playing me in 2011.
Michelle, Dungeons and Dragons?
Dungeons and Dragons is not correct. Great guess.
Lee, Double Dutch?
Another great guess. Yeah. Incorrect.
Now we're out.
Yeah, if you answer incorrectly, you're out.
For that round.
Clue number three.
The first part of my name is used in many different contexts. You might hear it if you're hanging with a dunce.
Clue number four.
Or grabbing a quick snack from the convenience store.
Dunk.
No. Clue number five.
Or when the witch dies.
Clue Clue number 6.
I'm also known as Knock Knock Ginger or Nicky Nicky Nine Doors.
Do you know what it is?
No, but that's just hilarious.
Oh, Annie, Double Dare?
Double Dare is incorrect.
Oh. Grace, you're the last one.
Well, clue number 7.
Oh.
Ding Dong? Annie, Ding Dong?
You can't clue back
Grace,
in.
Grace, Ding Dong.
No, I know what it is. Can I say?
I thought it was Debbie something.
Can I do that?
Debbie Downer.
What is it, Michelle?
Ding Dong Ditch.
It's Ding Dong Ditch.
Wait, how do you pick that up at the convenience store?
Ding dongs.
My first word. And in Britain, a ding dong is a stupid person.
You mentioned ho-hos earlier today, not ding dongs.
Well, it's funny you say that because while you were working here, I mentioned Donald Duck twice. And you were thankfully concentrating hard on setting up the show. But you're right. That is the one with technically 3 Ds, because if you look up Ding Dong Ditch, each word is distinct. However, if you just look up Ding Dong, whether it's in the context of a silly person, the ringing sound, or the food, it's always hyphenized.
I liked your acting there. The Thanks. Scamper. You won't be able to get that on the radio, though.
Yeah, I didn't even get it while I'm sitting in here.
He was like knocking on the door, and then he ran by the window.
I see. So does no one get that point?
No one got that point.
Bummer!
What's the point recap right now? Do we know?
2-1-1?
Yeah.
0.
All right.
I have a feeling Ancha is going to come on strong.
All right. Thanks. Item number
Wait, you don't have one
6?
Yet? I thought it was Daffy Duck then. I thought you had gotten that one, not me.
No,
late.
I got it with Donald Duck.
All right. Item number 6.
Clue number 1.
I am often linked to taking a nap.
Clue number 2.
I occur more often in the summer than in the winter.
Clue number 3.
I was nominated for Best Country Duo / Group Performance in 2015.
Michelle, Dog Days?
Great guess. Incorrect.
Clue number 4.
Thrillist's definitive guide to me includes a good night's sleep, brunch at approximately 1 p.m., then a visit to a dive bar at 2:30 p.m., and somewhere with open seating at 4 p.m.
Oh!
Yeah.
Whose name?
Lee Day Drinking?
Yeah. Correct, Lee! Well done, Lee.
Oh, no, it wasn't close.
Wait, what were they nominated for?
I think it's a song, right?
Oh, okay.
By Little Big Town.
I see.
Sing about
I thought they just like in the Country Music Awards, they decided to just give an award to the act of day drinking.
we want to recognize day drinking at this award.
The role that day drinking has had.
Thank
in
you
all
for
of our
all
lives.
Participating today
for
as
doing
we all
the
day
easiest
drink.
Thing in the world.
Hats off to you.
Clue number 1.
For item number 6?
7.
For item number 7. I am in Indonesia, but not Idaho. New Zealand, but not North Dakota.
Clue number 2.
During flu season, I will happily give you a shot, but it likely won't do much.
Clue number 3.
Created in 1948, I was first called Open Kettle.
What?
Evan is stumped.
Clue number 4.
On Twitter, I recently challenged my fans to bootify a cup for a chance to win awesome prizes.
Annie, Dunkin' Donuts?
Annie, Dunkin' Donuts is correct.
Annie, Dunkin' Donuts.
I love Duncan.
They don't have any in Idaho. What a terrible place. South Dakota.
They have this
never going there.
Black spot of the upper Midwest. So from Minnesota all the way west to until you get to Washington.
They don't. They don't give a.
And then they
rat the, tushy.
That's what I was going for.
Rat tiny.
It's cheaper in Chicago because less people are interested in it.
Yeah, it's really popular.
Like I'll get a bagel and coffee for like $2 less in Chicago.
Item number 8.
Clue number 1.
I am only found in denim.
Clue number 2.
I am more often worn in the South.
Clue number 3.
If you can't remember my name off the top of your head, I encourage you to hazard a guess.
Michelle, Daisy Duke.
Well done, Michelle.
Nice.
Clinched it.
This game is tight.
I like that. It can be found in denim. That's cute. I was thinking like something dies.
I was thinking dungarees, but I don't even think those are in denim.
Those are more like a canvas, I think. Yeah. Or like a rubber, maybe, depending on.
I don't know.
Dungarees are jeans, right?
I don't know.
Are they?
I think they are. At least my dad used to call them dungarees.
I think I have three.
So right now
they are jeans. You're right.
Yeah, that, and that makes sense, right?
Or so, there's one pair of cargo pants.
There's ooh. One that no one got.
We're on to item 9, and so far, Lee has 3, Michelle has 2, Annie has 1, and Grace, you have 2? Or just 1?
I think just 1.
Just
she
1.
She didn't get ding-dong.
1, 2.
Right. 3, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, and that we went through 8 and 1 nobody got.
You have a piece of paper, I'll just keep.
Yeah, it should be in the other studio.
Here, this is some toilet paper over here.
Yeah. Alrighty. This is item number 9. How many times?
Clue.
9
number 1.
Times.
What's that from?
There's Felix.
Oh. 9.
I was very tempted also to get a clip of Grace. I held off.
You should have.
Clue number 1. Call me insecure, but I've never been a single person.
Clue number 2.
Annie, double date.
Oh, that would have been great. We didn't come up with double date then.
No.
That's a good clue for that.
It would have been great if you got that as the first clue, too.
I authored the best-selling Korean hip-hop album ever.
Wait.
You love Korean
hip-hop. Hang on. Oh, man.
The best selling.
Yeah, wow. Okay, wait, hang on.
Well, no, we can't wait too long.
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay.
I am now a cliche.
Clue number 4.
At the height of their popularity, Batman and Robin were simply referred to as me.
Ugh. Michelle, dynamic duo.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you heard of that Korean?
No, I haven't heard of that Korean band at all.
Clue number 5 would have been, I, David, would nominate Annie and Evan for this title if initials were played in pairs.
Aww.
Oh, gosh.
Very cute.
But only it's one person can win fire. In initials.
I spit that.
Oh no, that's not.
It was me and Evan. All right. Three.
So it's tied. Three? Me and Michelle have 3. Sisters v sisters.
Very heavy competition. I'm really excited. This is the most points I've ever had in the game.
All of a sudden your mom calls and she's like, well, I have 4 so far.
All right. Item number 10.
Clue number 1.
I turned a 3,000% profit.
Clue number 2.
My main character plans to join the federal government.
Clue number three.
My most famous song is the third most popular played at British funerals.
Third most popular.
It's not a good song.
I want to know what the first
is. Number four. Clue number four.
A 2000 study found that I was the most watched film by females ever.
Clue number five.
Oh, Grace. Dirty Dancing.
Oh.
That's correct.
Is that you?
This is true. Oh, it all begins now.
What was that? What was the context of that?
Wayne was here.
I remember.
And we were playing Catchphrase.
We were playing Headbutt.
And we're all singing it for her while she was trying to guess
it. Like the Ellen DeGeneres game.
I know what that is.
That's funny. Missed you, poop.
All right. We are now 10 in? 9 in? I need to be better at this.
Ian, do you know Poop's real name?
Absolutely not. I don't want to know. Also, do not tell me what Poop Wayne's name is.
You were never introduced to her formally.
She's simple.
No, at the show we went around. She introduced herself as Poop.
Poop.
Poop Wayne.
Say it again.
Poop. Poop.
All right. So now that we're 10 in, we're going to give our contestants a couple minutes to relax, cool off.
Girl, put your love on me, because I won't let you down. I won't let you down. I will be singing. Girl, put your love on me. I feel it all around. I feel it all around. I will be singing.
Now, a moment from Codename.
You gotta get creative and like.
Oh my boy! Can it be proper noun? Hashtag if it can be a proper noun. Come on.
Yeah, it can. I mean, yeah. One word. It still needs to be one word.
I can't believe y'all didn't know.
Put your love on me, 'cause I won't let you down. I won't let you down. We'll be singing. Girl, put
And we're back.
All right, we're back after halftime for item number 11.
Number one.
Before I started my current career, I was a hairstylist.
Number two.
I am close friends with Lucy Liu.
Clue number three.
During the 73rd Annual Academy Awards, I brought a bag of carrots to munch on, and the host, Steve Martin presented me with an impromptu bowl of ranch dip in the middle of the ceremony.
Clue number four.
In 1992, I was a mutant crime boss penguin.
Annie, Danny DeVito.
Ooh.
Well got done. Him. Well done.
Here she comes.
Who knew he was a hairstylist and friends with Lucy Liu?
Actually, after the Lucy Liu one, I
threw you off.
Lucy Liu,
no,
I one
thought
was,
maybe it was Danny DeVito,
oh,
but
really?
The hairdresser one, I was like,
no,
the carrots one threw me off. I thought it might be like a fake person, like a rabbit.
He's got great hair.
But then the ranch dressing maybe threw me off.
Was a stripper and a
he still does his own hair.
Can you? I want you guys to hazard guesses as to how tall he is. This blew me away. That was gonna be another one.
4'8", 9'4", 6".
Oh my god! I didn't think it was that short.
He's 4'10".
Oh wait, I was close.
That's amazing.
That's still
a
tiny, like,
tiny man.
I've never seen a man under 5 feet.
You could get disability payments from the government for being that short.
I wonder if he does.
I'm sure he makes enough money that he doesn't need to, like,
cash that. Yeah, especially with the hair styling on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I wonder if he used to style his own hair so that he would be taller.
You're going to want some more.
From someone different?
Maybe.
What?
When was that recorded?
I am tired.
Oh, here we go!
That's what I said earlier today. Did you hear me do the imitation?
Do it again.
A huge dog!
One more time.
I'm a huge dog!
They're not amused. We'll keep going. I'm good.
You're up. It's hard to tell if that's you or...
I don't think that was me.
I don't think that was me. I wouldn't say that.
I think she's going,
I didn't want to tell you.
Do you want to have it?
Clue number one.
I was originally created for horse racing.
Clue number two.
I appear 3 times daily.
Appear where?
I'm a risk. At least $5 worth.
Why do you keep staring at Evan?
Oh, Annie, Daily Double?
Yes!
On the way back. Come back.
Here she comes.
Jeopardy.
On the comeback. So now we have Annie with 3, Michelle with 3, Lee with 3, and Grace with 2. This is a tight match.
Wow.
This is crazy. Here we go.
Item number 12 is...
Clue number one.
Politically, I am outlawed in all states except Connecticut, Illinois, New Jersey, and New York.
Clue number two.
Socially, I am frowned upon as well. I'd like to look in Evan's eyes. This is a good opportunity to do so.
Clue number three.
Do not confuse me with my hyphenated relative, a term for a pattern of economic recession.
Clue number four.
I may also refer to the practice of receiving retirement benefits while continuing to work.
Clue number five.
Hey, is this allowed? I'm in many ways the same as the previous item.
What?
wait. It's a government, like, handout?
Clue number six.
If you do me with... Rewind.
Clue number six.
If you do me with a chip, your friends may flip.
Lee, double dip.
Oh, that's correct.
Double dip? It's illegal in states?
Double dipping, like, with the government. Like, if you take from the wealth, if you take from retirement, but also are getting paid.
Was there a Seinfeld reference in there at all?
That was the last one. Was that Seinfeld? That one? Yeah.
Politically, double dipping is to hold two different positions, right? So to be part of the executive branch and the legislative branch.
I know that.
So there are some very interesting examples of relatively small town politicians who do double dip in certain states, but in others they're outlawed.
Not surprised it's Illinois. We're windy.
This is really fun.
Item I like how number 14. Is.
Clue number one.
I debuted 12 years ago.
Clue number two.
Nicolas Cage, Martin Short, Steve Martin, Rob Lowe, and Gary Oldman all declined taking part in me.
Clue number three.
I am one of Ian's favorite movies.
Grace, Dirty Dozen.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
You guys are good at these DDs.
That is a great guess, though.
Double date, too.
Although it's not one of my favorite movies.
Clue number four.
The hotel scenes were shot at the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado. This is the hotel that inspired Stephen King to write The Shining.
Annie Dumb and Dumber?
Oh, Annie! She almost talked herself
nicely done.
But what about
nicely
the A?
Done.
Is that the other one you
that's
were
the
just
conjunction. I had thought about Dumb and Dumber a while ago, but
good job. Great movie. That's one of my favorite movies. I'm glad we brought it up.
Is Annie all the way back?
Ooh. I think that was my fourth. Woo!
This is crazy.
My next clue was my main characters drive around a giant dog.
Solid.
All right, Dave.
We'll see.
So this is item 15? This is item 15.
Clue number one.
My story began in 1920.
Really broke the tension in here.
That was huge.
Timing, I know.
Clue number two.
I never saw Albert Brooks, Chris Rock, Ellen DeGeneres, or Jenna Elfman, but I heard plenty from them.
Clue number three.
I am 39 years old.
Clue number four.
I am also 18 years old.
80, Debbie
number
Downer?
Five.
How did I not pick Debbie? No, it's
not.
That's my favorite SNL skit of all time.
Point, right? So we shouldn't guess that one again.
No. Shoot.
Clue number five.
Clue number four was I am also 18 years old. So now clue number five. Well, I guess that makes me, holy cats, about 104 and 209 in dog years.
Oh.
Clue number six.
I might know it, though. I also was.
I belong to the fantasy comedy film genre. And clue number seven is I star Eddie Murphy.
Grace, Dr. Doolittle.
Well done.
Thank you.
Fantasy comedy. I didn't even know that was a genre. And if you were going to pick one, it would be Dr. Doolittle, I suppose.
Also, Haunted Animal Mansion. Stalking. Also featuring Thumbelina. Eddie Murphy.
Is that a comedy?
It's fantasy.
Yeah.
I don't know why that one comes to mind.
Oh.
Do you need to prep that?
Good to go? It should be in that folder. So just, I would just have that open because the buttons still work.
So are me and Grace tied for three, and so, Lee and Annie are tied for four?
So Annie's got four, Michelle has three, Lee has four, Grace has three. So this is a super close
Browns
match.
Browns versus Stevens
so
right now.
So the Browns versus Stevens are tied at 7-7.
Okay.
This is for all the marbles.
Michelle.
This is all the marbles.
Well, going into
all of the marbles. Every single what?
Remember when Rachel lost her marbles?
We'll have to do a sudden death clue off if there's a tie, which there certainly could be.
Drop straight out.
Yeah, it could be a three-way tie.
What are we?
Oh, we're prepared.
We are prepared.
On the ground.
Bounced all around in different directions.
Yeah, we'll do rapid fire.
All right. The last item. Item number 16.
So, just to recap, Lee or...
Are you talking...
So, going into the final clue, or the final item, Lee or Annie can seal up a victory, and Grace and Michelle can force a three-way tie, which would put us into a rapid-fire round to determine who is the initials queen of the day.
Alrighty. Last item.
Clue number one.
Most people know me.
Clue number two.
James Franco, Denzel Washington, Al Pacino, Johnny Depp, and John Cena have all been me.
Clue number three.
Mexico is sending me to your hometown, USA.
Clue number four.
If you're low on blow, let me know.
Grace, drug dealer.
Well done.
Here we go.
Tied up.
Burger dealer. The way shout out to shout out to David Wayne. Anytime that song played, when he said drug dealer, he would shout burger. That's Poop Wayne's dad.
That was my
Poop Wayne has a dad.
What?
Wow.
What a genius.
Wow. Well,
everyone's got to have daddy in.
Life lessons.
That's the way biology works.
I think we should do a rapid fire round with like all these, and then we'll just someone will
you
do them.
And
someone keeps tally.
All right.
So what's how happening? Will this rapid fire round work?
All right. So we're gonna say what we're gonna do is we're gonna say.
I don't get to participate, right?
No, you should.
I have three. They all have four.
Yeah. It's true. It's true.
You should still.
Go hit the shower.
Hit the showers, Michelle. See you later.
You know what they do?
And you've been voted off the island.
You did good. You did good.
So.
I think you should play.
You are the weakest link.
Oh.
I'm sorry. So.
Shut up, Zane.
Oh, it's funny you say that.
Michelle, if you're not playing, you should just, I was going to say, if you're not playing, you should just waggle your eyebrows at me to give me eyebrow clues.
Maybe.
All right, I think what David and I are going to do is we're gonna say really easy clues to these items, and so you guys should be able to get them right away.
You're going to struggle so bad, I'm going to keep struggling.
Alright, so is the point to just get as many points?
Yeah, just go for it. I'm not gonna be doing like clue number one or anything. I'm just gonna start talking about this item, and when you know what it is, say your name and ring in.
So it's the same game that we've been playing.
But faster.
But I'm just gonna be like there's gonna be no clue numbers. I'm just gonna start talking about this item.
If we don't get it, we move on to the next.
Yeah, and then I'll just start talking about
it. Are they all still double D's?
Yes.
And I would say there's no penalty for a wrong guess.
You think? Okay.
There's no penalty for what?
No penalty for wrong guessing.
Mm-hmm. As in, like, you
can yes, buzz
queen.
In.
You can
keep buzzing
in.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
How many do you want to do? Or do you just want to do a time?
There to there.
All of them.
How about a dozen?
I'm making you sweat, bro.
All right, I might be skipping some of these. I can't do the first one.
Oh, come on.
You do the first one.
All right, we're switching off.
We'll allow it.
Our time's almost up, by the way.
You're listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, DJ Shell. Here with me is...
David Chickaman McVitie.
And company. We're just finishing up the initials game, having our voice crack in other moments of adolescence at the age of 24. Here's the rapid fire round. You may start your journal entry with me.
Lee, Andy, dear diary.
That was Lee.
Lee. Damn.
I love cleaning up.
Michelle. Oh, damn it.
Vacuums.
Am I allowed to?
Oh, go for it.
Dirt Devil.
She cares about it too much. She is. Michael Jackson sang his heart out to me.
Andy, Dirty Diana.
Hold on.
Oh, I love CDs.
Floppy.
Anything. I'm a big old slot in your computer.
Michelle, oh, Andy, disk drive.
Annie.
They love talking like this, and they kill animals. But
up in Alaska, these guys have huge beards. They've got their own TV show.
Oh,
it's a huge family.
Duck Dynasty.
Yes,
Andy.
They live in Alaska.
I don't think they live in Alaska.
I think it's in Alaska.
No, it's not Alaska.
Keep going.
Definitely warm.
Go, go, Alaska. No, we need
just
to
go.
Alaska. Go.
Get guys.
Now.
Get to the chopper.
Start talking to me.
All right. This is one of the few ways that males can break dress code. I love seeing that ass.
This is going to be tough.
If your belt gets a little loose, you might find that your pants are sagging a little bit. What might you call these if you were David's father?
Michelle, drippy drawers.
Oh, get some, baby. How do you get from here to there?
Grace, drunk driving.
No, that's not how you get from here.
You're drunk, you probably won't follow these.
Oh, Google Maps gives me great.
Oh, Lee, driving directions.
Yes, Lee.
Oh, my God, she's driving drunk. She's such a...
Michelle, Lee, drunk driver.
Oh, my God, Evel Knievel was a...
Lee, Daredevil.
Oh, I hate that guy. His real first name was... Or last name was Drumpf.
No, Michelle Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. And that KKK dude that he never...
Andy David Duke.
The two of them never fought on this day.
Normandy.
Andy D-Day.
Yes, Andy.
Ian, who is this guy? I don't know, but his first name. Murder Venus. He's got a huge...
Dick.
He plays a weird surfing song. Andy. He's on Guitar Hero 2. Andy.
Dick.
No, Dick what?
Oh, this is a band. Moving on, this is a band.
Same word twice.
Same word twice.
Michelle, Dick Dick.
Yes, Lee.
Dick.
Dick Durbin?
Michelle, this is another... This is a cameo for you. I love going to patios to see...
Michelle, DJ Jurassic!
One DJ who's even more popular is...
Michelle, DJ Pup Dog.
DJ!
No, he works for T.I.
DJ Danger?
David, DJ Drama.
Well, yes! This is the type of Chicago pizza!
Lee, Michelle, DJ!
The Chicagoans!
Lee, you tied on the last one!
Oh, no!
What do we have? Oh, there's one more! I'm sometimes found on the sidewalk when my owners don't clean me up!
Michelle, Dog Doo!
Dog Duty! Andy, Grace, Dog Duty!
Doo-doo. Oh, God!
Which one was it?
Dog Duty!
I said it first.
What was it?
You might say this before saying gorgeous.
Michelle, damn.
Lee, dropped it.
Lee!
Oh. Wow! Damn, D's gorgeous.
And then to end, three with dog. Blank dog, blank dog, blank dog.
Dirty dog.
Yes!
Wait, okay. What?
Danger dog, dirty dog.